So my name is Mike McCafferty. You know that. I know that. And probably what you've been wondering is, after the past 2 months, where have I been? Certainly during 2020, during COVID, it could be scary. But honestly, I've been a little bit of a malaise. I'll be honest with you. Star Trek Discovery stopped me in my tracks. I could not watch another episode. I couldn't talk about the Mirror Universe episodes, and maybe you like them, and that's fine by you, but it stopped me in my tracks. And I just, that and the holidays sort of stopped me, and I was like, how am I going to escape this? What's going to break me out of this? This ennui. Maybe I'll never record again. Maybe that's the show that makes me not want to talk about Star Trek, but I do want to talk about Star Trek. I just didn't want to talk about that. So I thought, okay, something will break me out of this. It has to be something small, something I can grab onto. It's like in Superman 2, where Clark Kent finds the green crystals. Like this is what will pull me out. So I started thinking about, well, maybe I'll do Mirror, Mirror. Maybe I'll do Remember Me. I was thinking about that. Maybe I'll do Star Trek Birthdays. I thought about that. And then today I was just watching football. I don't watch a lot of football, but today I was watching football. I saw this, and it's a commercial, and if you're listening on the podcast, if you're listening audioly, you can look this up on YouTube. I saw this video start up, and it's a picture of a mountain, and then I heard this familiar voice.
On Paramount Mountain, an extraordinary expedition begins.
All right, so on Paramount Mountain, so now that is Patrick Stewart on Paramount Mountain. So immediately I know what's going on. So if you haven't heard, CBS All Access is going to be grandfathered out and turned into Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus. Everything is Plus, Prime, or Max in our universe now. Get ready. There's nothing that's just normal. Everything has to be supersized. It is Paramount Plus now. So Paramount Plus. CBS All Access, only known to people in America, the iNetwork. If you have to watch Discovery or Picard, you have to watch it on Netflix or some other way, or pirate it. And the Paramount Network actually exists in cable. Actually, I pitched Paramount one time. I made a joke with them that all they ran was Indiana Jones, which was kind of true. They didn't laugh. They're like, oh, we just started working like 3 weeks ago. I was like, okay, well, goodbye. But it's true, because Paramount, in an odd setup, Paramount owns all the first four Indiana Jones films. They can show them as much as they want because they own that. Whereas Disney and Disney Plus owns the intellectual rights for Indiana Jones. So they can make new Indiana Jones shows, but they can't show the original movies. I know that this is far away from the point. I understand that, but it makes me think every time Paramount shows Indiana Jones on the Paramount Network, not the Paramount Plus Network, just Paramount on cable, they are deliberately rubbing the nose of Disney Plus in the face of that intellectual property they have, of that filmed property with Harrison Ford, not Chris Pratt. It's not going to be Chris Pratt. I'm sorry. His time has come and gone. Harrison Ford. And so all they have is the intellectual property, the idea of this white male explorer in the 1930s, 1940s, culturally appropriating artifacts from indigenous peoples. Problematic. 2021 looks on with a glaring eye of indignation, the CBS All Access eye, which is closing. It is closing to yield to something better, theoretically. A streaming network, another streaming network, because we don't have enough. Paramount Plus. So today, when I was watching football, I think it was Kansas City against the Bills. It wasn't a very good game, but suddenly this commercial comes on. And I think I saw the first one, and I was like, okay, I don't understand what's going on. But then I saw the second one. But let's go back here. So we have...
On Paramount Mountain...
So first of all, Paramount Mountain. I looked up the definition of Paramount, and it is Latin. And it means above the mountain. So above the mountain. All right, so already we're problematic. Then we have a picture of Jeff Probst from Survivor walking with a tiki torch in the snow.
Extraordinary expedition begins.
And he's surrounded by some guy from SWAT, and then Gail King, And then Nora Roberts, I guess that's who it is.
Heroes and truth seekers.
And then we get it. We get what's going on. The next shot, after Jeff Probst is leading the tribe up to the top of the mountain, to the Paramount Mount, we find a third mount. Anson Mount. Thank you very much. Thank you. That you listen to other podcasts about Star Trek, and they're all dumb. They're all bad. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry they don't do more podcasts. If you want to go to the Facebook page, you can actually see my face with my face and a giant picture of Anson Mount. Maybe I can make my face bigger on this. Oh, see, I can. Look at that. So now I can be Anson Mount. But no, I'll put it over there. But the other ones are terrible because they're not funny. Or if they are, they're kind of like giggle. I'm legitimately funny. This is legitimate comedy. And I'm smart to figure out the Paramount, Anson Mount, Mount 10, all the same. But the next shot we have is Captain Christopher Pike, Anson Mount, walking up this mountain. Not Jeffrey Hunter, but Anson Mount.
Leaders.
And who is he with? Well, he's with a judge. I don't remember her name. He's also with, he's walking up there with Tom Selleck from Blue Bloods, also Magnum PI, which is also now in CBS with a different person playing Magnum, but also the original choice for Indiana Jones until Magnum PI forced him not to be on Indiana Jones. An odd concurrence of events, don't you think? And then behind Anson Mount, behind him, who should be there? But the dogs of Paw Patrol. Anson Mount walking up this mount with a judge, a police chief, a police dog, and a police dogess looking with a degree of concern. What am I doing here? Now, certainly this could be the Talosians. We don't know, but let's keep on going.
And intellects.
And then Ethan Peck. Spock, new Spock, young Spock, bearded Spock, not bearded now. I didn't realize until a while ago, actually until I was watching The Midnight Sky with George Clooney with Ethan Peck, that Ethan Peck is the grandson of Gregory Peck. Ethan Peck, who plays a version of Leonard Nimoy's Mr. Spock. Ethan Peck, who played a younger version of George Clooney in The Midnight Sky, but had his voice digitally altered by George Clooney to sound more like George Clooney. The guy can't catch a break. He can't play anybody but other people that have already played them. But there he is, also ascending the mount. Oh, he's got gloves on. Look at that, he's got little gloves on. My goodness. Now, did Anson Mount have gloves? Let me see, or maybe those are just his hands. It's hard to tell. No, he just has his hands.
And intellect.
Does he have little Star Trek gloves on? I don't know what the hell those are. Maybe he has little mittens on. So Spock, who can obviously withstand different temperature variations, but maybe not cold, because we all know that hot as Vulcan is a thing. But there he is walking up the mount, behind Mount, with gloves on. And who's behind him? Beavis and Butthead.
World travelers
and James
world champions, and also Snooki of the Jersey Shore.
This sucks. I'm too hungover for this.
The Paramount Network. The Paramount Network featuring Anson Mount, Ethan Peck, Pike and Spock. Excuse me. Let's see, do they give me the option to play the next one here? Let's see. Now I'm going to have to break through that. How do I stop that? All right, how do I get out of this? I'm sharing screen right now. I'm going to be honest, I'm sharing screen. All right, there we go. All right, because I want to go to the next clip. And then we'll have a little bit of discussion about this. Let me see. Can I go to the Paramount Plus? If you go to
Paramount. On Paramount Mountain, an extraordinary.
Let's play this one. Here's the next one.
On
Paramount Mountain. So they have. At first, I didn't know they had this, but okay. So now we're back on Paramount Mountain. Mountain, above Mountain.
On Paramount Mountain, a leader emerges.
Okay. According to my map, we can climb this together.
Whoa, hold on. Who made you the leader? Just because you have a talking map? I got a talking clipboard.
Hey, everybody. I'm a talking clipboard. Coach Cowher's the best. We should follow him.
Okay. On Paramount Mount, they've established sort of a base camp with Snooki and a guy who's won a Grammy. I don't know who he is. I'm sorry. I think I know who he is. I don't make a guess. Tom Selleck is there, still wearing his coat. He has not gotten more comfortable clothes. And there is Anson Mount. I don't know where Spock is. Is Spock in the shot? Let me see. I can't see him. Bill Belichick, former football player, now football analyst, is there. I'm going to go back here and look at this opening establishing shot. So in this opening shot here, they're at 16,950 feet. So we have, I think, a guy, an animated character from some CBS All Access show. We have the Grammy winner. We have Tom Selleck. We have Bill Belichick. We have Snooki. We have Anson Mount. We have as Pike. And then we have Dora the Explorer, who is giving directions. Let's go back to this.
Okay, according to my map, we can climb this together.
Whoa, hold on. Who made you the leader?
And that's Bill Belichick throwing a red challenge flag.
Just because you have a talking map? I got a talking clipboard. Hey, everybody. I'm a talking clipboard. Coach Cowher's the best.
Oh, that's actually a Coach Cowher. That's Bill Cowher. Is it Bill Cowher? No, Bill Belichick. Sorry. He's actually the head coach of the Patriots. I'm sorry about that. Coach Cowher, but he's no longer a coach anymore. He's actually just a guy who's in the booth, who's in the studio, who comments on it. So he's not really a coach.
We should follow him.
All right, so this animated character, there's a second animated character, Snooki, a football coach, and Captain Christopher Pike are all on this mountain. And as Coach Cowher is talking to Dora the Explorer, Christopher Pike gives Snooki a sort of look like, whoa, that's kind of weird that Coach Cowher would kind of pretend to talk into his clipboard to kind of upstage Dora the Explorer, as though any of this is actually normal. This animated character he's fine with. He's fine taking orders from the captain of the Enterprise, captain of the Discovery for a while. And then he gives a look to Snooki. How does he know who Snooki is? Maybe he does. Maybe he watches the old, you know, the classics. And Jersey Shore is one of those classics. I don't know. So.
Fine, let's follow the talking map.
Vamanos!
Wait, so was the clipboard actually talking or no?
And that's it. That's it. That's what pulled me out of my slump. Seeing those two clips and watching Captain Christopher Pike climb the mountain. Now, there's a couple of things that I want to go through here, which if we break down Star Trek, are somewhat interesting. First of all, why didn't they get Patrick Stewart? You say, well, it's COVID. Maybe it's COVID. They got his voice. They got his voice. That's pretty good. Why not get him in person? Well, it's COVID. Don't want to get him. First of all, no one was on a mountain. I promise you that. No one's on the mountain. Best case, they're in front of a green screen. Even better case, they're in front of that new Mandalorian thing, which everyone should be using now with the digital screens. But I contend to you that we've already seen Patrick Stewart in commercials for Uber Eats. Wouldn't that have been fabulous to get him back in the original TNG costume, or just any red and black costume that looks vaguely like Star Trek? That's what we needed, right? That's what we needed for sure. If you're going down the hierarchy of things that are going to make you excited as a Star Trek fan or as a casual Star Trek fan who doesn't know anything about CBS All Access, CBS All Access has about 8 million viewers, 8 million subscribers, I should say, subscribers. Whereas Netflix has about 200 million worldwide and about 80 million nationally. Disney Plus has about 100 nationally, 100 million. So CBS All Access has about 8 million. And that's problematic already. So if you're trying to reach out to the casual Star Trek viewer or any Star Trek viewer, you gotta get Picard in the suit, right? That's you know, general order number one. Give me Picard. He has been the face of Star Trek for the past 25 to 30 years. And he's already been in that Uber Eats commercial. Maybe they're going to be afraid. See, I know what's going to happen. They're going to say, Patrick, we want to get you in the outfit and have you shoot something. And he's going to be like, hell no, I'm not putting on the outfit. I didn't put on for Picard. I'm not putting on for this. I don't want to be Picard. I want to be like Picard adjacent. And I'm a robot now. By the way, I'm a robot. I died. The original Picard died, and now I'm a robot. And we're all okay with that. No one's okay with that, by the way, but we're all okay with that. So if you got him there, walking around like in his weird like leather jacket, doing the samba, people are like, is this an Uber Eats commercial? So that doesn't fly. Okay, so we can't do that. So what's the next step? The next step is you pay William Shatner, still alive, still got all his faculties there, still sharp. You pay him $10 million. You put him in the damn maroon red, monster maroon, Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan outfit, and you have him be James damn Kirk. James goddamn T. Kirk. Tiberius Kirk. You do it. You just, because what else are you looking for? How else are you going to get your Star Trek fans there? What, how much do you need to pay? 10 million, 20 million? Pay him 20 million to do a cameo on one of your shows. It is worth it. It is 100% worth it. Okay, so they didn't do that. So let's keep on going down the list. So after that, what have you got? Well, I mean, you have Discovery. Discovery theoretically is your flagship show. I mean, that is third season. You have to show that. Sonequa Martin Green. I thought about this, and this is, again, rapid reaction. But you know, in all those other podcasts who podcast weekly, diligently, they haven't thought like I have about this for the past 45 minutes. This is rapid reaction. This is fast. Forget about those other guys. But anyways, Sonequa Martin Green, possibility. She is the face of Discovery. The thought is, as I thought about this, you put her in that blue kind of jumpsuity thing that they have, which has no relevance to the original Star Trek or Next Generation, anything like that. And they're going to see her as like, oh, it's the girl from Walking Dead. Again, CBS All Access has 8 million subscribers. Think about that. People who are accidentally subscribed, people who never watch it. So take that and think about, well, how many people are watching Discovery? Maybe 200,000, 500,000, maybe? You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe a million? Okay, a million out of a population of 350 million. So one out of 350 people are going to know who that is. And probably more are going to say, oh, it's the girl from Walking Dead. They have Walking Dead here? Maybe not a bad idea, right? It's like, yeah, sure, we got Walking Dead. Wink, wink. But instead, you put her in this blue jumpsuit, Star Trek Discovery jumpsuit. They say, who is that? You could go for Spock. You could go for Ethan Peck. I mean, they did do that. They did do that. That would be my next choice after that. Go for Spock. And so they did that. So I'm okay with that. Not prominently featured. Just kind of walking up a mountain. You could have done Saru. Or Saru. I can't remember which one it is. That would have been cool, actually. To be honest, that would have been okay. Just big weirdo alien, 9 feet tall. Because if I had never seen Star Trek, I would have looked at that and said, oh, it's like the Mandalorian. Shit, yeah, I want to watch that. Who is that big guy? Maybe that big guy can beat up the Mandalorian or Boba Fett. I want to see a show like that. Turns out the show's filled with humans. It doesn't matter. That would have been a good choice, too. Maybe you could have done Lower Decks, but then you've got another animated character. You got Beavis and Butthead and that animated guy from the CBS All Access new show and Dora. I don't know if that works. I don't know if people would know what that means. And when you have lots of animated characters, you start thinking, is this a kids streaming network? Maybe we shouldn't watch this. So who does that leave? If you can't get Picard and you can't get this Discovery crew, Section 31, I don't know. No, there's no Section 31. That show's never going to be made. I'm sorry. They're just not going to make it. If they do, it's the wrong move. That leaves you with Star Trek New Worlds with Captain Christopher Pike. Not because it's Christopher Pike, but because you get the outfits. You get the yellow and the blue, right? I mean, isn't that it? And you get Spock in it. That's why they had Ethan Peck in it. Because honestly, if you saw a guy walking up the hill with a kind of a yellowish outfit, you'd be like, okay, is that Kirk? I don't know. Is that supposed to be Kirk? Who the hell's that? But then you get the blue guy in there. And, oh, that's Spock. So this is Star Trek. This is Star Trek. I got it. Oh, and Patrick Stewart's doing the voice. Got it. Star Trek, Star Trek, Star Trek. Is this the best solution? For a 30-second commercial. Now, as someone who's filmed a lot of commercials, I can tell you this, who's been in a lot of commercials, is that you have between 1 and 3 seconds per shot. And so you have to identify quickly what you're looking at. Because you only got 30 seconds total, so you got to be boom and then on, boom and then on, boom and then on. So if you can't identify what that is instantly, there's no wiggle room for nuance. We have to see this as Star Trek. It can't be Tilly walking around in her blue jumpsuit. Like, who is that girl? Who is it? I barely knew it was Gail King walking up. I mean, I'm like, is that Jeff Probst? Sure. But when I saw Anson Mount, I was like, boom, that's Star Trek. Because you have 2 to 3 seconds with him. How long was he on that second shot? Maybe 4 seconds with a look? That's all you get. Paramount, I mean, they're already showing it on these playoff spots. This is the first time they showed it today. So they're gearing up for it. Those are expensive. Super Bowl spots are the most expensive. These are probably the second or fifth most expensive. So they're shelling out some money for this. So you got to get across what it is. We got Star Trek. Did they do enough? I don't know. Again, I think if you would have rolled up Captain Kirk, the real Captain Kirk, William Shatner, even Chris Pine, pay Chris Pine $10 million to show up in a Star Trek outfit. It's like, oh, this is weird. It's the same network. Get him on there. Or why don't you pay all the captains, like $2 million apiece? Get Avery Brooks and Kate Mulgrew. An Archer. Gosh, what is his name? I can't remember his name. Get them all up there. Line them all up in all their Star Trek outfits. Who cares? You are launching against Disney Plus and Netflix and HBO Max, and they all have deep benches and deep pockets. And the best thing you've got right now is Star Trek. And even that is going to be tough to go up against Marvel and Disney and all of Netflix stuff and all of the Game of Thrones and Westworld stuff that HBO has. Come in over the top of the Star Trek or don't come at all. Well, it got me to podcast, right? All right. Have you ever heard someone talk more about 60 seconds of content? Of course not, because they don't know how to do it. I don't know if I'm back. I got to figure out what I got to do next. I got to figure out how this is going to work. I have to assess the end of Discovery. I have to watch a few more Lower Decks. Or I have to move on. I don't know. But I appreciate you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this rant, this tirade. James Tirade Kirk. Anyway. Like, comment, subscribe, do something. Check out the Facebook page. Check out my Twitter. Every once in a while, I tweet something funny about Star Trek, at Mike McCafferty. And if you don't do any of those things, it's okay. Because I won't be able to follow you, because I'll be on Paramount Mountain with Anson Mount and my trusty mount. I don't have anything else for that. I'm Mike McCafferty. And sometimes, when I am motivated, when I am passionate, I just want to talk about Star Trek.